Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Not a Monster. What We Get Wrong About Sociopathy by Chana Bromley, PhD, is a research-informed, non-fiction work about sociopathy, antisocial personality, stigma, and the limits of popular psychological labels. The book is positioned as a corrective to the way sociopathy is often treated in public discussion, where the term becomes a moral condemnation rather than a clinical or behavioral description. Bromley frames sociopathic traits through trauma psychology, behavioral adaptation, and nervous system survival responses, while emphasizing that explanation is not the same as excuse. Its purpose is to help readers think more accurately about risk, prevention, and intervention without relying on sensational stereotypes. The book appears designed for both professional and general audiences, including mental health readers, relationship-focused readers, and people seeking clearer distinctions between sociopathy, psychopathy, and destructive behavior. Its central value lies in moving the discussion from fear-based labeling toward psychological structure, behavioral clarity, and practical recognition of danger. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sociopathy as a psychological reality rather than a moral verdict. A central topic in Not a Monster is the claim that sociopathy has often been reduced to a moral label. In everyday language, calling someone sociopathic usually implies that the person is evil, remorseless, or beyond understanding. Bromley challenges the collapse by treating sociopathy as a psychological and behavioral pattern, rather than a final judgment on a person's humanity. This does not mean minimizing harm. Instead, the point is that moral panic can obscure the actual mechanisms that make some people dangerous, manipulative, emotionally detached, or chronically exploitative. If society treats sociopathy only as a category of monsters, it becomes harder to recognize early warning signs, developmental pathways, and contextual risk factors. The book, therefore, asks readers to separate condemnation from assessment. A clinical frame can still hold people accountable, but it also allows more precise questions: what behavior is occurring, what patterns are stable, what risks are present, and what responses are likely to reduce harm. This distinction is important because vague outrage rarely produces effective prevention or intervention. Secondly, trauma and survival adaptation as lenses for antisocial traits. Bromley presents sociopathy through the lens of trauma psychology, behavioral adaptation, and nervous system survival responses. This framing suggests that some antisocial traits may be understood as adaptations that develop in response to threatening, unstable, or emotionally unsafe environments. Traits such as emotional detachment, strategic self-protection, low trust, or disregard for relational norms can be interpreted as responses that may once have served a survival function, even if they later become harmful to others. The value of this framework is not that it explains every case or removes responsibility. Rather, it prevents a simplistic reading in which destructive behavior is treated as mysterious, innate, or purely malicious. By linking behavior to adaptation, the book encourages readers to ask how defensive patterns become rigid, how survival responses can harden into relational harm, and why early conditions matter for later personality organization. This trauma-informed view also has practical implications. It directs attention toward prevention, early intervention, and environments that reduce the development of severe antisocial patterns instead of reacting only after damage has occurred. Thirdly, distinguishing sociopathy from psychopathy with greater precision, the book addresses the common confusion between sociopathy and psychopathy, two terms that are often used interchangeably in popular culture. Bromley's approach, based on the available description, emphasizes nuance rather than sensational contrast. The practical importance of this distinction is that imprecise language can lead to poor risk assessment. If all callous, manipulative, impulsive, violent, or exploitative behavior is grouped under one dramatic label, readers lose the ability to notice differences in origin, presentation, and intervention needs. Sociopathy is commonly discussed in relation to antisocial personality patterns and social or developmental influences, while psychopathy is often associated in clinical and forensic discussions with more specific traits such as shallow affect, instrumental manipulation, and persistent callousness. The book does not appear to offer a popular true crime treatment of these categories. Instead, it uses the distinction to clarify how people talk about danger and personality. More precise terminology helps professionals, families, and the public avoid both overdiagnosis and denial. It also makes it easier to focus on observable behavior rather than relying on frightening labels. Fourthly, understanding harm without excusing destructive behavior. A major ethical tension in any trauma-informed account of antisocial behavior is the risk that explanation will be mistaken for excuse. Not a Monster explicitly positions itself against that misunderstanding. Bromley argues for psychological accuracy while maintaining the importance of accountability, boundaries, and risk recognition. This balance matters because discussions of sociopathy often polarize into two unhelpful positions. One side treats the person as irredeemably monstrous, which can prevent meaningful analysis. The other side may overemphasize trauma or suffering in a way that minimizes victims' experiences. The book attempts to occupy a middle ground. Destructive behavior must be named clearly, but it should also be understood structurally. That means asking what patterns are present, how harm is produced, and what interventions are realistic. Such a framework can be especially useful in relationships, workplaces, families, and clinical settings where people need to respond to manipulation or coercive behavior without relying on amateur diagnosis. Understanding does not require closeness, forgiveness, or tolerance. It can instead support firmer limits, better documentation, safer decisions, and more informed prevention. Lastly, clarity as a tool for prevention, intervention, and public literacy. The book repeatedly emphasizes clarity over condemnation. This is an important practical topic because public literacy around sociopathy is often shaped by crime stories, horror tropes, and simplified online psychology. Bromley reframes the issue as one of risk recognition and intervention. And intervention. Clear thinking helps readers distinguish between discomfort, conflict, selfishness, manipulation, and more stable antisocial patterns. It also helps prevent the casual use of diagnostic language as an insult. For professionals, clarity can support better conceptualization of antisocial traits within trauma, personality development, and behavioral risk. For general readers, it can help identify concerning patterns without turning every difficult person into a clinical case. The prevention element is especially significant. If sociopathic behavior is understood only after severe harm occurs, society remains reactive. A structural view asks what early patterns, relational environments, and social failures may contribute to later danger. The book, therefore, functions not merely as a definitional guide, but as an argument for more responsible psychological language. Its emphasis is less on fascination with abnormality and more on improving recognition, response, and harm reduction. In conclusion, Not a Monster is best suited for readers who want a psychologically grounded alternative to sensational accounts of sociopathy. Mental health professionals, students of psychology, relationship strategists, and informed general readers may find it useful because it organizes the subject around trauma, behavioral adaptation, risk, and intervention rather than shock value. Its practical benefit is not that it teaches readers to diagnose people. Rather, it encourages more careful thinking about observable patterns, relational harm, accountability, and the difference between explanation and excuse. Intellectually, the book contributes to a broader movement toward trauma-informed interpretation of difficult behavior while preserving the need for boundaries and safety. Compared with many books in the same broad category, it appears to stand out by resisting both demonization and apologetics. Popular treatments of sociopathy often emphasize predators, manipulation, and fear, while some therapeutic discussions risk softening the reality of harm. Bromley's contribution lies in holding these concerns together. Sociopathic traits can be linked to survival adaptation, but harmful conduct still requires clear assessment and response. Readers looking for a true crime narrative or a simple checklist may find the approach more analytical than dramatic. Readers seeking conceptual clarity and less stigmatizing language are likely to find its framework especially relevant. If you would like to support Shanna Bromley, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.